Come here, next to me. Oh, you want to rest your head on my lap? All right, go ahead. I know you enjoy being close to me. Just enjoy the surroundings for now. You've had such a stressful week. You deserve to relax. Tell me, what frustrated you the most this week? And don't worry, I won't judge you. You can let it out. I understand you, darling. Now, let's focus on what's around us. It would be a pity not to enjoy what we came for, wouldn't it? Can you feel the sun caress your body as the wind softly strokes your skin? The sunlight engulfs you in its warmth, while the wind cools you down when it gets too hot. Perfect harmony, if you ask me. Like yin and yang. Or you and me. Don't you want to stay like this forever? Far, far away from all our sorrows. Just you and me. I have an idea. Why don't you close your eyes and try to nap? I'll make sure you relax a bit. We could count clouds like they're sheep in the sky. But that's a little boring, don't you think? Don't open your eyes. Picture this. On your left. There is a cloud shaped like a train. Can you see it? Choo-choo, as it slowly drives away. You always had a fascination for trains. How they had a set schedule and they couldn't deviate from their course. Their predictability, their structure, their rigidity. It brought your mind peace, and it fascinated you. Don't board the train just yet, though. Because if you look a little bit to the right, a little further away, the clouds look like a blanket, covering the sky. Could you imagine us two under this enormous blanket? When we were younger, we used to make forts out of blankets and pillows. Your mom would always get mad at us for making a mess from the living room. We did make some amazing forts, though, I must say. Those are some of my fondest memories with you. Despite us building forts, you never wanted to wage a war. Even when your little brother joined in and made his own fort. He always wanted to maintain a good relation with him. He, on the other hand, was a little warlord who couldn't be stopped in his tricks. In hindsight, maybe if your little brother wouldn't start throwing pillows at our fort to conquer us, your mother wouldn't have gotten so mad either. Anyhow, forget the blanket for now. If you would look behind you, there's a cloud shaped like a cat. It reminds me a bit of your auntie's cat. You know, that little rascal, Tigger. You love that kitten so much. Your auntie named him after Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. You were only 4 years old at the time, and I don't think it would be hard for anyone to guess what your favorite shoe was, wouldn't it? Anyhow, that cat is so cute. Does whatever it wants, whenever it wants. And yet, it is loved by everyone, without exception. No, your dad does not count as an exception. He just doesn't like cats in general. Ever since he got scratched by one, when he picked them up in the wrong way. For real though, I don't think I've ever seen anyone get mad at Tigger. Even when they knocked over your auntie's favorite vase. It was actually kind of hilarious now that I think about it. She tried to brush off the accident as if it never happened. You know, cats are quite intelligent. The funniest thing is that some people say that they think they own us instead of us owning them. But when you look at your auntie's cat, I honestly think I agree with the theory. How are you feeling, darling? Keep your eyes closed. I have one more cloud for you. We will now slowly drift away and let our minds wander. Picture this. Above you is a cumulus cloud. It's soft and fluffy, sort of like a pillow. And I don't mean the kind of pillows your little brother used to throw at us. No, just a big, soft, fluffy pillow. Now, imagine that you're laying on this pillow. So soft, it almost feels like you're floating. Comfortable, isn't it? I want you to just enjoy the ride. You're high up in the sky, all comfortable in your big, fluffy pillow. And the wind strokes your hair. Your skin carries you away in your pillow. Nobody bothers you. You enjoy the serenity in the sky. Just focus on how the wind whispers in your ear, just like I do now. Rest, my love. Let yourself go. Let the breeze guide you. You're unbothered about what happens now. All that matters is up in the sky. Just focus on how soft your pillow cloud is, how pleasantly the wind caresses your body, how warm the embrace of the sun is. Breathe with the wind. Breathe in. Remember that you're safe here. repeat internally with me. I'm safe here. I feel comfortable. I am achieving calmness. And again, just breathe in. Breathe again.